KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. A 107 University of Iowa student-athletes have been named the 2020 Spring Academic All-Big Ten team. The conference office made that announcement yesterday. That list includes student-athletes from baseball, men's golf, women's golf, rowing, softball, men's tennis, women's tennis, men's track and field, and women's track and field. The totals for men's and women's track and field and softball are school records. The 11 softball players, 30 women's and 23 men's track and field athletes. Baseball's 11 selections are just one shy of the program record set in 2011. A total of 2,054 students were competing in spring and at-large sports and were honored. 46 of those student-athletes carried a perfect grade point average. To be eligible for academic All-Big Ten selection, students have to be on a varsity team as verified by being on the official squad list as of May 1st for spring sports, who have enrolled full-time at the institution for a minimum of 12 months and have a cumulative grade point average of 3 or higher. Atlantic native Grant Reed was among those honored from the men's track and field team. Reed is a sophomore political science major. Iowa football grabbed a quarterback for the 2021 recruiting class. Yesterday, Broadview Heights, Ohio signal caller Joey Labus announced his commitment to the Hawkeyes on social media. He's a 6'4", 190-pounder who was originally committed to Ball State before announcing the decommitment on June 3rd. Labus is ranked number 48 as a pro-style quarterback and number 53 in Ohio, according to 24/7 composite rankings. Labus is the 16th known commitment in the 2021 recruiting class for the Hawkeyes, which currently ranks third in the Big Ten, ninth in the nation, according to 24/7 Sports. Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley says they are using smaller groups in the weight room to help keep players separated. Veteran players returned this week to begin voluntary workouts.
10 is a number that we've broken into groups by, and again, it's you know, you enter the weight room one way and you leave it in another way. So there's a lot of thought put into that as well. So our room is a fairly large weight room. And I think the thing to remember in all of this is that each individual will have his own platform.
Farley says limiting the weight room to groups of 10 will help keep the players separated.
One guy will go to that platform and all his equipment, all his needs, everything that he has will be there. And that's his space. And actually that will give him the distance that they're looking for between groups, that you can be on a platform and be far enough away from the other person on the other platform. So we'll divide that room up in that way.
Farley believes it's the best way to keep players safe so they can eventually move to more group activity.
First 2 weeks is kind of you have your own space, and that's your space. And then we'll move into those other things. Should we do a good job in the first phase? And everybody wants to go fast right now, and I think the thing now is for everybody to move forward, but move cautiously forward, but in turn move forward.
Moving on to basketball, according to different reports, the Iowa men's basketball team is slated to play Oregon State in Sioux Falls at the Sanford Pentagon this upcoming season. The Oregonian is reporting the date for the game would be December 22nd. That's not yet been finalized. Iowa played at the Pentagon in December of 2017 when they defeated Colorado 80-73. Well, Major League Baseball's amateur draft began with the first of a pandemic-shortened five rounds. Arizona State slugger Spencer Torkelson was taken with the number one overall pick by the Detroit Tigers. The Baltimore Orioles selected Arkansas outfielder Heston Kjerstad at number two. Minnesota right-hander Max Meyer was third and went to Miami. Texas A&M lefty Asa Lacy was number four to Kansas City, while Vanderbilt shortstop Austin Martin went to Toronto to round out the first five picks. The Chicago Cubs selected hometown shortstop Ed Howard in the first round of the Major League Draft. The 18-year-old Howard was a prep star at Mount Carmel High School on Chicago's south side. He also started for the 2014 Jackie Robinson West Little League team that advanced to the finals of the Little League World Series. The 6'2", 185-pound Howard went number 16 overall, becoming the first Illinois high school position player to go in the first round since Jason Wirth in 1997. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says there is a 100% chance of big league ball this year. Major League Baseball will make another proposal to start the pandemic-delayed season in empty ballparks, but Manfred vowed to unilaterally order opening day if an agreement is not reached. The Players Association made its second proposal Tuesday, asking for an 89-game regular season and 100% of prorated salaries. MLB's plan a day earlier was for a 76-game season and would guarantee 50% of prorated salaries and hinge 25% in additional money on the postseason's completion. The Coca-Cola Company has ended its sponsorship of Major League Baseball after three seasons, but will continue to support 16 Major League teams at the local level. PepsiCo Incorporated sponsored the MLB from 1997 to 2016. NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag from all events and properties. NASCAR says the Confederate flag runs contrary to their commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, competitors, and the industry. NASCAR banned the Confederate flag from its races and properties on Wednesday, formally distancing itself from what for many is a symbol of slavery and racism that had been a familiar sight at stock car events for more than 70 years. That move comes as social unrest around the globe. Protests have roiled the nation for days, and Confederate monuments are being taken down across the South, the traditional fan base for NASCAR. Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's lone black driver, called this week for the banishment of the Confederate flag and said there was no place for them in the sport. At long last, NASCAR did oblige. Former chairman Brian France tried in 2015 to ban the flying of the Confederate flags at racetracks, a proposal too broad to enforce and one that angered NASCAR's core Southern-based fan base. Martin Truex Jr. cruised down the stretch and won his first NASCAR Cup race of the season last night in the first race under the lights at Martinsville Speedway. Truex, the 2017 Cup champion, has been one of NASCAR's biggest winners over the last 3 years, but failed to find victory lane for Joe Gibbs Racing over the first 10 races of this season. Time ran out on the losing streak, though. Truex won the Martinsville Grandfather Clock on the paperclip-shaped track at just 0.526 miles. He won for the first time with a new crew chief, Jason Small. Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, who has two wins this season, and Joey Logano made it a 2-3-4 finish for Team Penske. During a global wave of demonstrations against racism, the IOC says it's opening talks that could let athletes make stronger protests at the Olympic Games. Only 5 months ago, the Olympic body strengthened its ban on political statements by specifying that gestures such as taking a knee or raising a fist on a medal podium remained prohibited. The Olympic body's public stance eased slightly Wednesday when its president, Thomas Bach, said the in-house athlete committee would explore different ways how opinions could be expressed. Bach says he opposes what he calls potentially divisive demonstrations. Groups that advocate for civil rights and women's rights have joined notable athletes in asking the NCAA to move the first and second rounds of the 2021 men's basketball tournament out of Idaho after the state passed a law banning transgender women from competing in women's sports. A letter sent and signed by a list of professional athletes calls for the NCAA to move the game, set to be held next March at Boise State University. The Idaho law applies to all sports teams sponsored by public schools, colleges, and universities. A girls' or women's team will not be open to transgender students who identify as female. Major League Soccer is set to resume its season with a tournament starting July 8th in Florida. The league suspended play on March 12th because of the coronavirus outbreak after its teams had played just two games. The league's 26 teams will be divided into six groups for the opening round of the tournament, played without fans at ESPN's Wide World of Sports Complex at Walt Disney World. 16 teams will advance to the knockout round, with the winner earning a spot in the 2021 CONCACAF Champions League. Following the tournament, teams will resume the season in their home markets. Brooks Koepka feels so strongly against a Ryder Cup without fans that he could see a scenario where some players protested by not playing. Would he be one of them? Well, Koepka says that's possible. Rory McIlroy is convinced it won't come to that. McIlroy says he's fairly certain the September 25th through 27th matches at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin will have fans. The PGA of America is proceeding with an adjusted qualifying system for the U.S. team. Because golf was shut down for 3 months, the qualifying will be extended by 1 week. Steve Stricker now gets six captain's picks for his U.S. Ryder Cup team. Those 3 months wiped out three majors from the qualifying period. It all depends on whether the Ryder Cup is played as scheduled. A decision is expected by the end of the month. Players lost nine events that offered qualifying points. The change also means Justin Thomas and Tiger Woods are now outside the automatic qualifiers, although qualifying is just over 60% completed. And Roger Federer will miss whatever remains of the coronavirus-impacted 2020 tennis season because of a setback in his recovery from surgery on his right knee. The 20-time major champion had arthroscopic surgery on his knee in February. Federer posted a statement on Twitter to say he needed an additional quick arthroscopic procedure and will take his time to return to 100% fitness. The 38-year-old Federer had initially planned to be sidelined for at least 4 months, but has barely missed any elite tennis since his surgery because the tour has been suspended amid the pandemic. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.